Sugi Varev, the end of Masechta Bava Basra, the last few Bava Basra is the main Sugi of Arev, a cosign on a loan in Shas. Someone's an Arev, he's a cosign on a loan that in case the labor doesn't pay, he tells the mob, lend him the money. In case the labor doesn't pay you, I'll pay you. I'll be an Arev, I'll be a cosigner. He's Mukhif to pay. And three block of Mar in the Sugi over there, another place in Shas, but I think that's the main place in Yeshiva. So Yeshiva's thing on that Sugi of Arev. The Gemara in the beginning is the kasha of huna. Menayin lo arvid mishtabed. How do we know that an arvid is mechuyev? Huna's kasha chayev is where do menayin? Where do we know it from? And why is he chayev? The kasha is lechayev because an arvid, all he's doing is giving a diba alma. He's just saying that if he doesn't pay you, I'll pay you. And a diba alma is a smachta. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, we have a mechuyev, but we pass on like a yuda smach lekanya. But this is the famous case is Masach Bekuvia, someone's gambling, someone makes a bet with somebody, any kind of gambling, Masach Bekuvia, some sort of a dice, if it rolls like this, I'll pay you, if not, you'll pay me, or if you, any bet, if the Yankees win, or if they don't win, you really put the, because we hold, you just said it, there was no Kenyan, there was only Divam. That's right, very good. There's Chayim with the Kenyan also, right, but we're going to get to that. We're gonna get this. It's like every chiyuv moment always comes from something. I mean, a ganav is pashut. A ganav, he took something. He has to is mechuyev because he took something. He has to pay it back. If it gets lost, he has to pay the damav, the value. A loiv, a simple halva, he borrowed money, he has to pay it back. A mazik has to pay for the damage. And other kinyanim there chiyuvim mechir, you have to pay for it. But over here in Arev, there's no mechayev. No, is deeper just because he said it. So the Gemara's kash is lechayev it's a smach lekanya. Oh, so I was wondering what about is the Gemara's kash only an arev bepeh where he said I'll be an arev? What about his arev b'shtar? He signs in the contract with Adam. So maybe that's a kinyan. You have a kinyan right here in the shtar that he's an arev. He's mechayev himself in case the lev doesn't pay, he'll pay. But lechayev it's not so clear. It could be the Gemara's kash is only an arev bepeh. Why is he chayev? In front of Adam, for example, an Arev Bepeh, if he said he'll be an Arev, that he'll pay, he'll be a coastline, he'll pay for it. That's the most kasha. Why is he chayev? And maybe B'shtar is not a kasha, but I think the Gemara... Oh, but I think the most kasha is even B'shtar, because there's a halacha in Chesh Mishpat, but it's only Mechek Tishenim. But in the Mechab and the Ramah Paskin, the Mechab is both days actually, but the Ramah Paskins, the Chesh Mishpat is the Mesh Mem Hei, that a person writes in the Shtar that I will give someone a matana. It's called Kinyan Etain. He makes a Kinyan. He makes a Kinyan Shtar that he gets on a Matana. He's Pata. You can't Itabe him in Bezdin. I mean, Pasha's up. Yoshe, a person's supposed to keep his word. Maybe Dinah should be Dinah Shemaim. We know the Gemara in Hazav, about Mishapar, a person's supposed to keep his word. But Mikadin, Dinah Adam, you can't Itabe him in Bezdin just because the person made a contract with Adam that he's going to give you a Matana. It's called Kinyan Etain. It's just Etain I'm going to give you. Not based on anything. There's no Machayev over here. That the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is Pata. So Mechaya, the acquainting was Kasha, then the Arev is only like Etain, I'm going to give you. Mechaya is Kinyan Etain. So Mechaya, even if the Arev is written in the Shtar, the Gemara is asking, why is an Arev Chayev? You have to say, why is an Arev Chayev? Agaponim, first the Gemara wants the answer that the Mokka of Arev is a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk we learned recently in Pasha Miketz. Yehuda said to Yaakov Avinu to give me Binyamin. Give me Binyamin, we need Binyamin to take to Mitzrayim and to Lishba Echel to buy food. And he said, I'll bring him back. He said, I'll be an Arev. So Gemara says, it's a Pasuk, it's a Din. The person says, I'm an Arev, he's Chayiv. But the Gemara answers that it's not really a Mokka for a regular Arev. The Gemara says that's an Arev Kavan. Because the Gemara names on that probably Yehuda said the same way Reuben said. The Pesukim before that, Reuben told Yaakov the same thing, give me Binyamin, I'll take him in. And Reuben said it's more clear lashon. Reuben said, "Tnei yosay al yodi, v'ani yeshivenu lacha. Give him to my hand, and I will bring him back to you."
What?
Yeah, we're going to get to all this. We're going to jump into the times. But first, he wants to say that when Yehuda said "Nechi avenu," he meant "Tnei yosay al yodi, v'ani yeshivenu lacha." And if he's asking, "Give it in my hand, and I'll bring it back," that already the Gemara calls Arev Kavlan. That's a little pashut. Nor of Kabbalah that should be Chayiv. But the most Kash is in a regular Arev, we're not giving him anything. He just said so. How do you know that Arev is Chayiv? So the Gemara has a few different tursim, mistaichet tursim, and the end, towards the end, the Gemara wants to say that Nacharya and Achrami should be telling the Machlekes of Yosef Yehuda, that maybe the whole Dinarib is only going to be Yosef, the whole Tzmach the Kanya. There's one man that holds, Tzmach the Kanya, by Masach of Akuvia, you talk, oh, you have to pay a few bet. He said so, you have to, you're Machuiv, you might see Bedin. So, and the whole Dinarib is only going to be Yehuda, according to Yosef. According to Yehuda, the whole Tzmach the Kanya, maybe there's no Dinarib. So the Gemara shlugs it up because the Gemara's lashon is ha'maisim b'chol yoyim das machlo kani v'ariv mishtabed. You see maisim every day, smachlo kani and ariv is mishtabed. What does the Gemara mean maisim b'chol yoyim? The Gemara means in Bezdin. You go in Bezdin, you see we never wanted to push a smachlo kani. People schlep some to Bezdin. I made a bet with him and he lost. He doesn't want to pay me. And we pass in a smachlo kani. He doesn't have to pay you. And still we pass in ariv is mishtabed and ariv is chayev. We also maisim b'chol yoyim that people take a cosine into Bezdin and they can't be tebe of him. So the Gemara's final answer is Elamar Vashi, but who had know the Kamehemeli go Mishtabanashi? With that Hano that he believed him, that's his Gomub Mishtabanashi. The Hano that the Ariv has, he trusts me, that me he trusts. He didn't trust this lawyer, he's not lending him money, but me he trusts that now because I told him I'll be an Ariv that he trusts me and the money, he has enough on that. And that Hano is the Chiyib over here. Now, Poshupshan of the Gemara is that Hano is like a Shabi, it's like I gave you something. It's like a Shavah Kesef. That Hano is a Shavah Kesef, and that's what the Kenyan is. But the Rishbam doesn't go that way. If you look at the Rishbam, he seems to say a whole different teretz why an Arab is Mishtabed. The Rishbam says, Lashon is, Gomu Mishtabed Belev Shalim. First, the Rishbam says, an Arab is Mishtabed himself Belev Shalim. What's made this? The Rishbam and Babas is in the place of Rashi from the Daf Test till the end. And the Rishbam is printed in the Shas, place of Rashi, and he's saying that Gomu Mishtabed Belev Shalim. He's doing a Belev Shalim. First, he's going to say, what does that mean, Belev Shalim? That's why it's Machlekes Kanya, because he didn't mean it. And if you knew it was Belev Shalom.
That's a big sound that it's
Machlekes Kanya,
because it's not Belev
Shalom. That's practice. Yeah, also, there's no Kenyan. Deep itself is not a Kenyan, but okay. But Maisi Vishram says Belev Shalom. Then the Pashto goes, Deep is not a Kenyan. And then the Rambam has a few more words. He'll hear another teretz. He says, "Vishchichusa the Ariv ka'avid." He's doing the shlich, the ka'avid malva. The malva is doing the shlichus of the Ariv. Kilu hu atzmihilva, as if the Ariv himself was malva, gave the money. These are a little bit shreya words. What does it mean? L'chayr doesn't mean shlichus mamish. First of all, the stipe is more that the stipe is in kedushin. In the old print that I have, a simin yud. In the new print, that simin yud beis. Stipe says it can't mean shlichus because he brings rayas that the din of Ariv is even to a goy. Even if you're a cosigner in a loan where the guy is a malva, the guy can bring you to Bezin. You have to pay back the guy. And by a guy, there's no shlichus. That's the Gemara in Kedushin of a malv. There's no shlichus over there. So obviously, shlichus here doesn't mean mama shlichus. And L'chair, what the Rishbam is saying is, he's giving the money for you. The malva, you told me you'll be, all right, okay, it's like I'm lending the money for you. So I'm laying out this money for you, that's why you have to pay me back. L'chair, that's what he's saying. He's the Ariv is in a way, like the lawyer, right?
That's not Ariv Kabbalah.
I'm talking about regular Ariv. So that's the Rishbam. But the problem is, that's not what the Gemara said. The Rishbam on the spot is Taishi the Gemara. The Gemara said, Ramavashi, but who Hano the Kamehemeli go Mishtabin Avshe? But that Hano that he believed in, that made the Kenyan. And the Rishbam goes and says a whole different thing. He says, that it's like a Shlichus, not a real Shlichus, but he like did it for me. And that's why I'm chayav in this belief shalim. He doesn't know his belief shalim. What's the Rishbam mean over here? So the MS in the Ikka din of Arev, why an Arev is chayav to pay? Here we find two sheets in the Rishonim in the famous Sugya in Kedushin of Zayin Amar Lalf. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Amar Rava, if a Isha says, 10 manu l'plaini v'kadosh ni'ngach m'kadosh mi din Arev. Normally, Kedusha Kesef by Nisha is the man gives it to the Isha, direct. He gives it to Kesef, he says, or Shavu Kesef, like a ring, he says, I'm going to sleep at the Bazu. But the Gemara says a Chiddush, Rav says a Chiddush, that you don't have to give it direct to the lady. The lady says, give it to somebody else. Give somebody else the ring, the Shavu Kesef, all the money. 10 money of plenty, give it to that person, and I'll be Mekadesh, I'll be your wife. It's Mekadesh mi din Arev. It's Mekadesh mi din Arev, and the Gemara explains, Arev, lav afagav l'umati hano l'yodei k'mashabah nashe. Just like an Arev, even though he didn't get the money, he's mashabah himself, you gave it to a third party. Hayitzanami, this lady also, afagav l'umati hano l'yodei k'mashabah m'knei nashe. Even though she didn't get the money direct, she's makna herself to the man. The Gemara was talking from Arev that you gave it to a third party, it also works. Now, what's Pshat in the Gemara? So the Vilna is the Gemara, very partial. The Vilna is the Gemara, it's by he Hana. It's with that Hana that you're listening to me. This lady said, give a money to that person, and you listen to me, and you gave the money to that person. With that Hana is like a Shavu Kesef. That's your Mekadosh. That's your Mekadosh. It has to be a Shavu Puta. Something that, I'm sorry, it has to be more than Puta, right?
If
you only don't have such a no, you don't feel so big, right? You don't feel like you feel Hana. That's a Shavu Kesef, I heard you asking. The Machne Ephraim is Medayek, that the Rambam also learns like a good voice. That Hana that you listen. What's this right? Because the Rambam says Befesh, and the Perkei Mechosishas, the Lachos Chafalaf, that when you Mekadosh with an Arev, the Baal says to her, V'yomo lo hariyat Mekadosh Asliba, no, it's Matona Zush, and it's Ati Alpicha. I mean, Mekadosh you with the Hano, this Matona they gave from what you said. So first of all, Agavucha, this Rambam is referencing a Kasha, the Rambam is telling you on something, that if you remember the Gemara Kedushin before that, the Hemebeis, the famous Gemara says, Nosun Huv Amrihi, there's a din of a mirror by Kedushin. Now, it's not enough just to kesef. You have to say, Hariyat Mekadosh Asli. Like Gavi Chosin says on the Chuppah, Hariyat Mekadosh Asli with the Bazuk, Kedas Moshe Yisrael. You have to say it. There's a Shukutumu, what the Mok is, but the Gemara makes it very, very, very stark that you have to have an Amir. If you don't see the right Lashon, against almost a whole block of Mora about the right Lashon of saying Hariyat Mekadosh Asli, it doesn't work. And the Gemara says, if Nosun Huvam Rehi, if he gives the ring and the kesef and she says, Harini Mekadosh Zocha, La, Zocha, and I'll be Mekadosh to you, that one side of the Gemara is it's not Mekadosh at all, and the other side of the Gemara is it's Sveika, it's a Suffolk if it's Kedush or not, it's a problem. So the Rambam is explaining, when we learn this Gemara where the Isha said to the man, Tanem Monang Aplaniba, Kashning Loch, is Zochara, even if it would work, we didn't already, but she's saying it. So the Rambam explains, that's the Rambam. That's what he says, he's explaining. That's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying, the Gemara doesn't mention that. But you have to also have the Omon law. The man says, Hariyat Mekadosh Asli, but no smaton is usha sati apicha. And from the Rambam's Lashon, you see, what is he saying? I'm Makashi with the Hano. So that's Machne Ephraim's Zayin.
The Rambam
is
also saying another thing over there, because Hano is Milva works and Milva doesn't work. So if you did say Hano is Milva, you might think he's trying to be Makashi with the Pruta itself, but you can't do that. He's not using it.
It's not a milva, it's not a milva, it's not a milva, it's not a milva, it's a matana.
I know, but just like by milva, if you don't say I know it's milva, you say milva.
That's something else, because milva is not
the
kesef.
So they also explain, you have to say what it is that you're being mekadosh.
Right, you have to say what it is, right? And you're saying you're mekadosh with the matana. But you see that from the Rambam, that the kedushin is from the hana. That's like the ritva. But there's another sheet that the Rosh and the Torah, the Machnei Ephraim brings down, the Rosh and the Torah also shtav on this, that the man has to have an Amir, he has to say something. But they say that after the lady said, the man says, be mekudish to me with this money that I gave the plenty. He doesn't say the Rosh and the Torah. So the Machnei Ephraim is medayek, that the Rosh and the Torah, they hold the Kedushin is from the Etzem Mana. The fact that they gave it to the third party is as if he gave it to the lady. And the way the Machne Ephraim explains is Kingu Kibla. Kabonos Adam Shlishi is Kingu Kibla. So there's two ways to understand how the Kedushin works over here. The Ritva learns that the Kedushin is the Hano that you listen to me. You gave me Kavi, you listen to me. That Hano is the Kedushin. And the Rosh and the Tum learn that the Kedushin is from the Etzem Mana. Now, in Lachayra, the same Machayr Yishen will be an Arev. Since the Gemara learned out Kedushin from Arev, you have the same Machayr as by Arev. Why is an Arev Mechuyev? So according to the Tzvah, the Arev Mechuyev be he Hana, that Hana, you listen to me. And according to the Rosh and the Torah, the Chiv of an Arev would also be that Kabbalah's Adam Shlishi is Kinu Kibla. It's as if he was Makabla. The Avdei Meluyim in Simach of Tes of Katan Vav, who's Mavai all the Sheetis, and he says in the beginning one Vav, which is really a little bit of a Kitsa, but if you look at it, I think everyone learns that he means this. He says the Nafkamina between two Sheetis would be, if an Isha would tell a man, Zroik mon liyam, the kashin lach, throw money into the sea, and be mekadosh to you. Or an Arev, maybe an Arev also would say something, throw money in the sea and I'll pay you back. That work also. So the chayr would be nafkamin over here. If the reason is that the kedushin is by hiha no, the shemeya, it'll work also when by Zroik mon liyam. Because he listened to me and he threw the money in the sea, and he listened to me, gave me that hana. She has that not, so be Mekadosh. But if the whole Kedushin is with the Mon itself, and there's some sort of a lumbus that...
Anything,
well, oh. Yeah, it's more of a covet. That's such a covet. You threw a rock, you know. You want me to throw a rock? Yeah, I'm mechabed you when I throw a...
I don't know. It has a koi before now.
Right.
But it has to be something that she has pleasure for. Can't can't be just fact that he's listening. But
if the condition is that Kabbalah Sadam Shishi is King or Kibla, as if the lady, then they want to say that maybe that only works if there is a Kabbalah Sadam Shishi. Stamp to throw it in the yam, even though maybe the Sfarah is also King or Kibla, but the Mulim seems to say that already would not work. So that'll be a big nafkamina between the two Shitas. But the Kash is on the Rosh and the Tur, that Chayra then going this way in Arev also, that the Chiv the Arev is King or Kibla. But Chayra the Gemara in Barbasa is like the Dvah. The Dvah says that the Kedushin is Rehi and Na, that you listen to me. And that's Chayra the Gemara's Teretz in Barbasa, Kufan Gimel Beis. Again, the Gemara said that Elam Ravashi. Wasn't it? Very good. But let's see, what was that? What was the Shnei Gemara again? Elam Ravashi, but who another Gamahemele going Mishnah Benafshe? Chayra, that Hanad, you listen to me. But the Rishbam that said that whole shtickle that was a shlichus is kingu hilva. The Rishbam is saying like the Rosh and the Torah. So we had a kash on the Rishbam. Why is the Rishbam, if you know it, right there on the Gemara, saying seemingly a whole noob shot, not like the Gemara. And the same kash is on the Rosh and the Torah and Kedushin of Zion. They're also going that way, not like the Gemara. And the Gemara seems to be fairish like itself. The Gemara seems to be like the Dvar, which is the Rambam also. So I was thinking like this. Also, we didn't understand Claude whether Rambam meant in the beginning when he said go mishtar b'leiv shalim. It's b'leiv shalim. What does that mean? So I'm thinking like this. The first kasha is when the Gemara said who I know the kamehemele that the ariv is mishtabed with that hanah that he gave me cover that he believed me. The chayyur it's a bit so shver. Why did the Gemara have to say that's the hanah that he was mehemele that he believed me? Why did the Gemara say who I know that he gave my chava the money? That's a very more pasha than I know. You know, especially you gave my friend $100,000. That's worth to me a pruta. They gave. Why don't we say by who or not itself? Unless you could say, maybe like you were saying before, that it would have to be enough money that it's worth a sharp pruta. They gave my friend a dollar. I mean, that's maybe not worth a sharp pruta to me. And also it has to be a friend that you really love. What if an Ari says he doesn't really care about the guy? Maybe that's what the Gemara means. But I think a bigger kasha is that right.
That's
the law of the covenant, right? Okay. But a bigger kasha, I think, is that this is the svara that we said that my father in Shom had Torah on this. He said this a few weeks ago. B'shem the Torah Skitten, and my Zayin in Shom explained it also. That Shabbos is always the Shabbos of what you could sell something for. You can't sell it for money, that's not considered Shabbos. Now over here in Lechayah, this Hanah that comes heavenly is not something that you could pay for. Because if you pay for it, then there's no Hanah. Shkreach, he listened to me. I paid him for it. There's no Kavod. Of course, I paid him for it. So that's why he listened to me. The whole Hanah that comes heavenly is only because you didn't pay him. So it's not something that you pay for. So if you're not paying for it, Lechayah, that's not a real Shabbos. So I'm thinking, this is what the Rishbam wants to say over here. Belief Shalim, and it's Gebuyt of a Chiddush and Shuvas Kivega Simon Am Zayin. Kivega and Shuvas Simon Am Zayin. The Vemaskel Nirlingi Yistaiti Oitzad Hetta. It's very bekitz in the Mitz. It's only a few lines, but he says the Merdeka Chiddush. Kivega wants the two life that this that we find all over in the Torah, Min HaTorah, Min Rabbanan, and Yonim Kinyanim. That's only if there's no Gemir Stas Gemura. But if you know that these Gemir Stas Gemuras are Kivega, you don't need a Kinyan. You can be makna something without a Maisa Kinyan with Gemir Stas Gemur. If a person really means to be makna, then we're going to see right this. Only Chazal were able to tell us where these cases are. But if we have a place where we know there's Gemir Stas Gemur, Mamash Gemir Stas, then you don't need a Kinyan. And the Kvega brings three Rayas. One Raya, and I'm not going to go through the Rayas because it's a little bit by Rechus, you have to really know each Sugya. I just give you the Marmakimus. The one Raya brings is from a Taisim Bechayus, that you chesam obeys, the Vimaskak Nuye, in the first Teretz. The second ray brings this from a sugi in the Vayda Zod of Samach Gimel Mabez. And the third ray he brings this from a Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf Beis and the Shit Govetzes over there. Kivega brings three rayas that there's such a thing as a kinyan without a maisa kinyan, a pella. Just because you really mean it, Gemir Stas Gemur, I mean to be makna to you, and the other person means to be kaina, Gemir Stas Gemur, you kaina. And you have to look at the three rayas in the Bia Chizbekev, it's in Simon Amazayin, and the Biura Mois from Gimbal, and the RSS test, we explain it. Yeah, and if I mean, that's really, you see, and maybe that could be, well, that occurs the kind of the bonum, but that might be, if you look at the text at the beginning of Apple Peg, Apple Peg, Subis. Right, I think it also be Krieger, doesn't mention that the sun, but that might be a little different. The Emes is, this vort is they said over in the yeshivas, the Vashem Achreinim. My father in Shalom said B'Shem, his father, my Zeda, that the ik of a Maisa Kinyan itself is to make a Gemiyostas. That's the ik of a Maisa, that's the way going through the yeshivas, that a Maisa Kinyan creates a Gemiyostas. So, man, that's very similar to a Kivega. If you would have the Gemiyostas, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan.
So
and I found.
Why would there be different Kinyan for different things?
Oh, it's very interesting, yeah. You have to know, but let me just tell you this. I saw the Chazanish in Chesha Mishpat, Tzimun Chaf Beis. He has a piece of there from his father, Kasva Rav. Chazanish's father was the Rav of Kasva. He had the stipos as Adam. He had many Chesha children, Chesha Rebetzin. And then his son was the Chazanish, Kasva, I think they called the Kasva Rav. Kasav Rav, and he writes over there, it's printed in the Chazanish, that this is copied from the Gilyan of the Torah Chesha Mishpah of the Kasav Rav. Chazanish's father wrote this on the side of his Chesha Mishpah. He says a lotion like this, and his lotion is like a Chazanish, the son, his father wrote like a Chazanish. Klal gadol yil l'chav kinyonim, it's a big klal that you should have in all kinyonim. The ikka kinyon du sheigma b'libri l'hak l'stel l'chaveri. The ikka kinyon is to have gemir stas to be makt l'chaveri. The chaveri yismach daite yalov, and the schav is samach on him. There's some things that Chazal told us, they knew that B'diva Ba'alma, that's a Kenyan. You don't need a Maisa Kenyan. And the other things, there's no Gemir Stas for Kenyan, only was Fersh in the Torah from Chazal. He makes a big thing of it. Learn Shasa Paiskim, you'll see this cloud. The Zechorni, the Kasav writes, "Shekedvam Eingu Kosav Agoyin Mleizem Moshe Mipins Sheyachia." He was a contemporary. He was living. He writes Mleizem Moshe Her, which writes the same thing. Today it's Zechen Levracha, but that time he was alive. This Kamosing Ashasim De Vilna Nidfas Misachta Babasa. The son, the old Shasim, I don't think we have it today. Had a Haskama from Mleizem Moshe Her in the beginning of Babasa. V'Doik B'Devav Ki Nechonim Heimoid, and he's very Meshabeiched. This is again the Roshon the Kasav wrote the Chazanish's father in Chazanish Hashemish B'Simcha Beis. He's saying this Yisoid, which really is a true Skivega. If you look at Mekivega, it's a very Bekitza, but it's saying over there, and as Bekitza as it is, he's Meramis the three Rayas. I was thinking to you, Moshe V'Rayat, from Gemara and Bobasa, Davkuf Membeiz on Membeiz. The Gemara says, HaMazaka L'Uba L'Ikona. If someone's Mazaka for an Uba, B'Meihimo, he's to a baby, Mazaka means even Mazaka De'acha. Like you give someone else like your chayfitz, and you tell them be kindif plenty. That normally works. We always do by erevin, mizakah. But you get some people. But if you tell someone pick this up and be zeichet for that baby in the mother's stomach, like kana. And the reason is to have makna the dovah shalei b'loyim. We used to there's a problem be makna a dovah shalei b'loyim with a chayfitz dovah shalei b'loyim. You cannot be makna. But here the problem is the one you want to be makna to is a dovah shalei b'loyim. It's felt it's a chesed in the kinyan. What? Yeah. But the Gemara ends off. But if you tell someone be mazakin this for his own baby, that is kind of craves of benoy. Because a person that is craves of myself. What's made the Gemara? So I'm going to the Gemara like this chiddush. That really there's a chesaron in the kinyan over here. There's no ma'aser kinyan. You cannot be makna to a dovah shalei b'olam, to an uba shalei b'olam. So it's chesaron in the kinyan. But when you have gemuras das gemura, you don't need a ma'aser kinyan. It's only chesaron in the kinyan. And if it's yours and if it's your uba, it's your baby, there is gemuras das gemura. So you have this chiddush. Another guy, I think.
So when is the kinyan working? When you make the kinyan or later on?
Now even then. Let's say the father dies, then he can't be later on. It's a son of the Maisa Kinyan. Son of the Maisa Kinyan. But by Gemir Stas Gemur, you don't need the Maisa Kinyan.
No, I should make it that later on you can have a Gemir Stas.
What if the father died? What if the father died? Then it's not the Chalei Skinyan.
Maybe it doesn't work later on. Does
it?
I don't know. I mean,
that's what I'm talking about more. With this Kivegas Chiddush, I'm talking about more that works with Gemir Stas Gemur. Another way I had to it is from Loshon Ben Geshem on the side of the Gemara and Babasa, instead of Ben Chanan, we have Ben Geshem. Daf Kuftan of Avon Beis talks about the din of Matna Shchidmei Reach, as our Masakin, the din of Rabbanan, that someone is dying, he could be Makna by Mir Balma, just to make him feel good. He shouldn't worry, there was no Kenyan, especially the din of Rabbanan, he could be Makna by Mir Balma. But the Gemara says, Matnas Bari, a healthy person, has to make a Maisa Kinyan. And the Rabbeinu Geshem writes over the Eloshin that a Matnas Bari needs Chizuk HaMaisa. And he was to be Matni, needs Chizuk HaMaisa.
What's the
Rabbeinu Geshem. Rabbeinu Geshem is the Sari of the Gemara Babasa Kuthum Abbas. What's the Chizuk HaMaisa? So I'm going to this Chidush, that really the whole Kinyan is not the Maisa Kinyan. This is like this Vat Mazak in Yeshivis, which is the Chasarov and Chazanish, and really Biki Vega. The Ikka of the Kinyan is Gemir Stas. And the whole Maisa Kinyan is that it's Chizuk HaMaisa. Now you understand his Lashon. What's the word Chizuk? You need a Chizuk HaMaisa. You just need to be Mechazik the Gemir Stas with a Maisa Kinyan.
So how do you understand? Kesef doesn't work that good.
Maisa.
What's
working out? But Maisa.
You have to work each one out?
The other Kinyan does work by him, and it doesn't work by you. Maybe if Kinyanim would be so blank and so simple that everything works, then it wouldn't create Gemir Stas. I mean, you know, you got to do it right, and I did the right Kinyan, that creates the Gemir Stas. So if you made it too easy, it wouldn't be the Gemir Stas. I want to bring another right to it from we spoke about this last week. We spoke about last week. The sheet zachreinim that kinyan derabanan mahaning of the raisa. Some zachreinim say we spoke about this week that by tumafkiy kedushas b'chor the raisa even the kinyan derabanan helps. We brought a right from the Rama in your day as some shachav sebab. And they talk about the mashal if you make a kinyan derabanan on an esrog. Some holds mahani the raisa. It's lachem. It's yours. The first day you could use it. And everyone mutches on it. How should that work? I mean, the raisa is not a kinyan, so it's not mine. But the raisa, how could it be yitzin esrog with the raisa? How could kinyan derabanan help for the raisa? For other things, for kedushin, for anything, how could kinyan derabanan help with the raisa? But if you learn like this, maybe since kinyan derabanan helps with the rabbanon, and you know that it's his, and you might see it bebezin, and the bezin is going to help him keep it. It's his. Maybe this gemuris das gemura. Then maybe that's how the Kinyan Rabbanan behind the Raisa works. So that creates the Gemir Stas Gemura, and Gemir Stas Gemura is really really bikini. But again, like Rebbeinu Moshe Horowitz and the Kasav Avraham, it's not for us to decide where this Gemir Stas Gemura. It's only Kimul Chazal, wherever we find the Chazal said. Kivega gives three places in Shas and Rishonim where we find it. Well, maybe that's a different shot than Kinyan Rabbanan behind the Raisa. It's based on Hefka Bez and Hefka. Oh, I know. Okay, maybe that's a whole different shot. Then the person has to have in mind to be zeichem in a hefka. If the kinyan derabanan, he has to have in mind to be zeichem in a hefka mida reisa.
Hefka means they have
a koich to make it. That's the tumul about that. Because chazal hefka bez and hefka pashtus only means they can be mafke, but they cannot be maknet to somebody. They talk about this. I think we spoke about this once also. Vakoponim, I'm thinking maybe this is what the Rishbam is saying over here. The Rishbam says, "Goma m'shabe b'leiv shalim." The Rishbam says. But he doesn't use belief shalom. What's made this that he says you miss the orei when he's makabel avos that if the orei doesn't pay you, I will pay you. He does a belief shalom. So one thing was what does the Rishbam mean? So I'm thinking maybe it means like this. The Rishbam was bothered by Akash. The Gemara said, and also it's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Bahiya no, but it could be the Rishbam was bothered by our Akasha. That how could Bahiya no be the kinyan over here? That hano is something that you wouldn't pay for. Because if you pay for it, there's no hana. I mean, Shkerach, you listen to me. You listen to me because you're paying for it. Obviously, the whole hana is without paying him for it. So if it's something that you're not going to pay for, that's not a shava kesef. So if that's not a shava kesef, so what's the kinyan? That's what the Rambam is saying. The kinyan is the gemir stas gemur b'leiv shalim. This is also another place where Chazal told us that when a person says he'll be an arev, lend him the money and I'll be an arev. Since he has that hana that he's listening to me, he has gemir stas. That's not a kinyan itself. That's gemir stas gemura. That's gemir stas, and that's the kinyan. Gemir stas gemura that I will pay you. So was the Rishbam continue? So I'm thinking the Rishbam is continuing because even if it's gemir stas gemura that I will pay you, that if he doesn't pay you, I will pay you, and it's a mamash like a kinyan. It's the kinyan of gemir stas gemura, like Kivega says. But still, it shouldn't be more than kinyan etain, like we said before. And the Alach Chasham Mishpah says, in Kosef B'Shtar Nenelei, if somebody writes, Stam in a Shtar will give you a present, they'll give you a matana. Loi Zacha Makabel. The Makabel is not Zeicha. If you come to me, even if you make a Kinyan, if you just tell someone I'm going to give you money, it's not based on anything, they have a Kinyan Devarim, it's nothing. V'yeshem, the Makab brings down, Shem Konam Yodhi Mahani Oshin Ething. Others are Chaylik, others hold, Maisi made a Kinyan, they said you're going to give him, you have to give him. But the Ramos says, Mariv Pasak Aswar Rishayna. The Ramos brings down for the Mariv, and the Ramos paskins that Kinyan Ething is not machayiv. So Rishbam says, "Ein echlam yev gemir stas gemur over here, but it's not more than a real kinyan. It's a Kenyan, but it's a Kenyan and Kenyan ethe that I'm going to give you based on nothing. So that's what the Rambam is moisef. That it's kishlichusay. Maisa, it's not on nothing. It's based on you gave him, it's as if I gave him. Not that it's as if I gave him mamish, that Kabbalah Shlishi was a little bit hard to understand, because he received it, it's as if I received it. Like, it's a little hard to understand how that works. But it's enough that it's not a chasun of Kenyan ethe. It's going on something. Stam a Kenyan ethe with a real Kenyan or Gemir Stas Gemur would not be machayev you, because it's Kenyan ethe, it's going on nothing. But over here, it's going on something. It's as if I gave it to him. And maybe, well, that's pshat in the Russian, and we can learn this pshat in the Russian Torah and Kedushin. It's a whole new pshat when you're going Kedushin of Zayin. That everyone knows the Mochegz Yishayinim, that the Vol learns that the she's Mugadesh, when she says, Snep Man Lopalini Bakadesh, and the Inglach, the Vol learns Poshet. That it's Bahia, no. But the Russian Torah say it's like a bonus of the Mshishi is Kilo Kibla. But we can learn in the Russian Torah, maybe like a social tickle from the Rishbam. That's really because it's B'lei Shalim, and it's Gemir Stas Gemur, and it's not Kinyan Etein because it's based on something. Because Maisa, you gave him the money, it's as if you gave it to me. And that takes off the Kinyan Etein problem. I'm learning Kinyan Etein very posh, that when you say, you make a Kinyan, and you say, I'm going to give someone a Matana, and it's based on nothing, that's part of it. That's really the way all the Nesu came seem to learn, but there's a famous piece in Mishnah Sabarin, the first Sefer Mishnah Sabarin that came out on Hilchos Shchinim. If you go through the first Sefer of the Sefer, he has a whole Arichas about Kinyan Etein. And he seems he has a chiddush, a whole different pshat, which would not stim at all this. But the Rambam also brings down the mice of the pashup pshat is the way we learn kinyan thing, that you just can't make a chiyav even with a kinyan on nothing. And the way we learn kinyan thing, also we can mekayim the kasha, beautiful kasha, mekseis achoshen, some peizayin sifkan lam beiz, and it's not like a teretz that I saw in Derech Emuna from Chaim Kanievsky in Chelik Dalet. In the Bihalacha, the Vimaskal Aval, B'Shem Chasna, B'Shem Zedim. I'll just say it over quickly. It's a beautiful Ksais. The Ksais brings down, there's a Yamsha Shlem in a Shach, that say a Chiddush, that there's no din Shvu deraisa on a Tkana Drabana. It's more like a sheet in the Paiskim. The Yamsha Shlem in the Shach passes that way. The din is, many things in Machab Shvu deraisa, a simple case is Moedim Mixus. If I say that you owe me $100 and you say it's only $50, you're more than 50, but the other 50 you popped it, you're mechuyev to make a shvu on the other 50. Since you're moed b'mixas, you admit part of it, you have to make a shvu deraisa on the other part. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel, learns that from a pasuk ki uzeh, it's a shvu deraisa. But the Shach and the Yamsha Shlaimah say, if the whole money we're talking about was the tekana derabanan, there's no din shvu deraisa, even by moed b'mixas. And the example they give is gami. Then is if you mazik something, like they groma, you goyim someone to lose money, you potter. But gami is chayiv. Gami is different sheets when you show what it means, but the pashup shana gami is it's a groma be a dayim. I think one of the cases they give is soch shoris of shachaveri. Person has a shtar that the other guy owes me $1,000. And I need that shtar. I can't collect my $1,000 without it. And someone comes along and burns the shtar. Now I'm stuck. I can't take the guy. I can't collect my $1,000. You burnt the check. You burnt the shtar. I can't collect the money. So that's a chayy groma. So, but the Gemara says, no, that's gami, yechayev. You have to pay me $1,000, you master me that I can't collect my $1,000 from that guy. But a lot of places can hold that gami is only midrabana. It's only tekana derabana. Even gami, midraisa, you'd be potter, because it's groma ben zaken. And the whole thing gami is only the bana. So, mela, if I monite a guy that you burned my $1,000 shtah, I can't collect my $1,000, and he says it was only a $500 shtah, and baidu was a $500 shtah, not the rest, that moedim mixas. Will not be mechuyev to make a shvu of the raisa, because he's moed b'mixas on the chiyuv derabanan.
Midras will be potter. Midras
will be potter in Gansan. In Gansan, right. But Maisa, I can take you to Bez and Manain, the 500 year moedah. So it's chayyus moed b'mixas. But since the whole thing is the kan derabanan, so Ksais is a beautiful kash on the Shita. This is from Rambam. The Rambam paskins that on a ksuba there's a din shvu of the raisa. For example, if somebody manzain, a lady manzain haksuba to 200 zuz, and the guy said, I paid you already 100, I only owe you 100, he's mechuyev to make a shvu deraisa, because he's moed b'mixas, he's moed he owes $100 haksuba. Mele, he's mechuyev to make a shvu on the rest. In fact, the ksais, the Ram Shita itself, is that ksuba is the rabbanon. So it was the rabbanon, so the whole chi of a haksuba to begin with.
Right.
Oh, you've been mechavim. Very good, very good, very good. The whole chiyuv is the one. So Chaim Kanievsky wants to say that teretz again. It's in Derech Emuna. Perek Dalet, well, I don't think it's a good Teretz, we'll get to it. And Perek Dalet has become all Chavav, but Hashem is Edom, not even himself. He says, it's Edom, wanted the answer. That Ksuba is Darbonon, and Ksuba is Darbonon, you have to write a Ksuba. But once you write it in the Shtar, and you machayiv yourself to pay a Ksuba, then it becomes a Deraisa.
Maybe that's because it's Kinyanet then.
Oh, so that's what I said. I think the Teretz, why did it say it's like this Teretz? The Teretz will hold, since the Deraisa, you're not machayiv to give anything, it's like a Kinyanet then. You're making me the Deraisa, Papi Deraisa, he's telling you, well, I'll give you 200 Zuz, and we have a good book. It's Kinyanet then. It's a Mengla, and Kinyanet then, even with a Kinyan, does not help. It's a Mengla, the Teretz cash is back. That, how do you have the mixes? If you hold the issue with the rice on the Rabbanon, how can I'm paskin that there's an issue with the rice in the Ksuba, which is only the Rabbanon, even if it's written?
The Shmaita Ksuba is Kegovidom even. It seems stark, it's Kegovidom. Even if you have Mamach Haruid, then you may expect
It's a stark star. It's a very stark star. You're right, but Umais, it's only the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon. Okay, so basically we came here to explain the Rishbam and to be mashvir with the Rishonim, the Rishbam and Barbasa Kufa and Gimel Beis, and to be mashvir how it fits in the Gemara. Of course, it's not like the Gemara, so we said hope Shat that fits in the Gemara, and we mashvir to the Rishonim in Kedushin of Zayin and Alf. But there's one other sheet in Rishonim how Oriv works, which is a fair sheet. This Nugiyes Abayt in the Sugim Barbasa Kufa and Dangar and Alf. His question is. Even though an Oriv does not make a kinyan, he's only saying Dvarim Ba'alma, he's still mechuyev. The Motzi Amli Amalva, the Malva could tell him, Ila Yisa at the Oriv. If you weren't an Oriv, Lo Yisi Malva Yisekla, I never would have lent to this guy. I got stuck with a being low because of you. So the King of Yaakov in Kedushin, Simon Yubez, the new print, he wants to learn, I think he brings down from Achreinim, it's in his passim, they want to say, the Mugasif means Midin Mazik. Like you mazik me because of what you told me, and I think it means even though it's a chayetz grama, so I think it's a zayvi maradin and shochani. That's what the gemara, which is got me. Maybe he says it's also. I'm not sure. It's a gemara b'kama daf kuf that says maradin and shochani. If someone wants to pay you, and you're not sure if it's counterfeit or not, so you show it to a banker. Is this bill? Is this a real bill? Is this a real coin? And the shochani tells you yes, it's real, and based on the shochani, the banker, you accept the money, and you even pay the shochani a few cents.
You pay him.
In beschar, that's what it says. In beschar, he's chayv mishum gami. You pay him a small amount, and then it turns out it was counterfeit, and then the keich took off. The shochani has to pay. Same thing, I think.
Only if you pay him.
Yeah, the oriv is maybe a similar case of a.
Even if he doesn't get
it. But the problem is, this doesn't fit the Gemara at all. Like, we had a problem how the Rishbam fits in the Gemara, but the disciple also asked, you're saying a whole new pshat that it's mazik, that's something Gemara says. The Gemara says he's chayav because, but here, no, it's not Meshuvah and Mugiyasif. Yeah, I know it's late, but I just want to mention, today's the first day of Shevim Tat. Shevim Tat is Rashi Tevis of these Pashis. Shmoy Sveir, Bebe Shah, Yisim, Mishpatim. And in the Ibiyo, like this year, we hit on the weeks of Chumat Tetzav also, that's Tat. And it says, Man to the Tshuva. It's brought down in the Svam Kedoshim, the Befrat to the Tshuva, and then to be in Yoni Tayra and Kedusha Sabris. The Shlok Kodesh is very machlagad on this Indian. Chassidim, I think, are knowing to be Mabon one and Ruiz Tilim. They make Minyanim, say Tilim Thursday, Friday morning, face the Gans Tilim, 5 o'clock in the morning. What? And I think Satmas is also. And even though there's a lot of Altam occurs for this, Meduchsuch that for Darius, it was held only by Yechidim. It wasn't the Spasim, it's the Moinam. I think it's a recent thing that almost suddenly became the Spasim, but the Moinam, they started having Shirim and made a whole thing for Shirim Tat. One of the people that was in Fasim, it was here in Lakewood, Hagoyin of Bissol Taplin. I remember 20, 30 years ago, he made a big kuntris to Sons. Maybe he's not the type, but he made a whole big kuntris on the Indian of Shirim Tat, and he used to give it out every year. But I just want to say, there's a Pima Godim also. Pima Godim, Shuchnach mentioned Shirim Tat. It's at the end of Hilchus Chanukah, because that's like right before the time, right before Shemois, Chanukah normally comes out, Miketz, you know, those weeks, but at the end of Hilchus Chanukah, Simen Tafresh Pehei, the Pim Godim mentions Shevim Tat, and he says in Moedik HaChidosh, he says, in the May Shevim Tat, you should also be Miyuchud, be Niz in the Is of Lashon Hara, and Avak Lashon Hara. And he says in Lashon, the Bris HaLashon, the Bris of the tongue, of the mouth, Mechuvin Neged Bris HaMa'or, is Mechumik Neged the Bris Hamor. Hamor is Hey Mem Ayin Vav Resh, which means the Bris Ming. I'm not exactly sure what the word means, Hamor. It's a Loshen Bemis, which, what?
Skin.
Well, Hamor. Hey Mem Ayin Vav Resh. Maybe you're right, maybe it's more Loshen. From the skin. He said, it's Bemis a Loshen from Sefi Tzir, Perik Aleph, and it's brought down to say that it's Sifik Abol, Sifik Hasidus. on the pun reference means it's lashon bris haloshon b'chuvin neged bris hamor, whatever that means. There's a meaningless since shavim tapas is man to be nizah a kedushas habris. The meaningless also has to be nizah a kedushas bris haloshon, an extra be nizah on lashon hara. And he also says shavim tats always comes out is by definition starts with pashas shemois, and pashas shemois the first word is ve'ela. Ve'ela is rashi tevis va'avak lashon hara. And also, Pashas Shemois is the beginning of Golos Mitzrayim. Golos Mitzrayim came from Mechiras Yosef. And Mechiras Yosef, you said that over again, Mechiras Yosef came from Avak Lashon Hara, from the Simsa Lashon Hara, the way the brothers Paskin on Yosef, that's how they get the way the Mishlemach explains the Pashas Drachim. And our Golos today, is the Shaitan Som Kadesh Shepim Godim says also, all stems from Golos Mitzrayim. We're still suffering today from Golos Mitzrayim. And it all came from Avak Lashon Hara. And it starts with the Eil Shemois, the Pashas Shemois Shevim Tav, and then also Bris Halosh, Mechubin Nege Bris Hamor. Meaning of the Pimagum says this Chiddush, you should be extra Nizah and Lashon Hara and Avak Lashon Hara. And even though, of course, we always have to be Nizah and Lashon Hara and Avak Lashon Hara, but that is, the Pimagum is telling you, you have a Pimagum here, that is be a Bissel Men, this Chazak, in the Nyanin Lashon Hara and Avak Lashon Hara to be Nizah in the Yimei Shevim Tav. Shkaya.